Hussein Salami, the commander in chief of the IRGC, and see what he has to say.
With the naval base of power, if you can put an end to the story of the carriers, in such a case, you would be able to change the balance of power in order to crush the enemy's power. It's not necessary to totally destroy it or crush their power. What is important is to just crush that key area. So this had to be done by ballistic missiles, because cruise missiles have the speed of sound, exactly similar to an aircraft, with a distance of 100 to 200 meters from the surface of the Earth, exactly in parallel with the surface of the Earth, and these missiles are vulnerable. But ballistic missiles, normally, if they are not guided to the target based on the rule of dynamics, related to they move based on the law related to the free fall of objects, and if and they have to move based on their engine power, but their speed, they enter the atmosphere with a speed several times higher than the speed of sound, and in this way they actually hit the target. So it's almost a very difficult, and very difficult and impossible to just hit these missiles with other types of missiles, and different techniques must be applied in order to somehow nullify and diffuse the anti-missile rockets. So, what sort of technology is needed for that ballistic missile to hit a target in the sea, a moving target? This dates back to 15 years ago, and this technology at that time was like a dream. It was like a wish, and something quite idealistic. To turn this into reality, there was a need for a knowledge beyond the knowledge we had 15 years ago. So, in case this goal is realized, this means that one can use ballistic missiles in order to target and hit the carriers with 100% precision. There are 5,000 personnel and almost 100 aircraft carried by the carrier, and you see the aircraft are placed side by side on the carrier. So what do you think is going to happen? We conducted several tests and we failed on several occasions, but the strong will of that great man was never undermined and weakened, and he was never disappointed. And there is no stalemate for faithful persons. When one thinks about defending the religion of God, one will continue to design, to think, and one day we accomplished this goal. We actually designed a target smaller than the carrier, and we flew the missile, and we use the telemetric system in order to just monitor the movement of the missile, and there was a need for the missile to move, and the missile had to be guided. It was unbelievable. The missile got closer, and eventually the missile precisely hit the target. And on that day, we managed to realize this goal. And on that day, we managed to change the balance of power through a single action. This is the effectiveness of knowledge and science and thought, but not with a way of thought that is imported. But on the other hand, it was based on our jihadi approach and jihadi spirit. And this is an example of progress in the field of technology. This is related to, this actually happened 12 years ago, and today we have highly precise missiles that can hit moving targets. They have a longer range and they have become more destructive. Why do we speak with self-confidence? Because we have certain minds and hearts that are our source of power. You can revitalize the golden civilization of Islam when Ibn Haytham discovered the rules of physics related to optics, and before the motion law being discovered by Newton, the Muslim scholars had before him just discovered those motion laws. Perhaps, and they had actually truly discovered these rules. And Khwarizmi discovered algebra and also algorithm. When the Westerners were asleep, Muslim scholars had calculated the distance between the Earth and the Moon. Prior to the Wright brothers, the Muslim scholars managed to just fly the objects based on the rules of dynamics. Also, Jabir ibn Hayyan, Khwarizmi, Razi, Khwaja Nasir, Ibn Haytham, Sabit ibn Qurra, Al-Kindi, Ibn Sina, you know, these scientists and scholars, and Ibn Sina's or Avicenna's 14 volumes of books were taught at Western universities, 14 volumes of books in the field of medicine, and also Renaissance took shape based on the thoughts of Muslim scholars and the later there was a decline, and today you see that science is further growing in the world of Islam. And in the second phase of the Islamic revolution, that we want to, with the grace of God, we want to restore this golden civilization, and we want to turn into the focal point of global knowledge and science. This is not a difficult task, it's quite easy, provided that we take steps in this direction, because every action emanates from what you think in your mind, and we should believe that we can, and this way we'll be able to accomplish these goals. And what has happened today is based on this reality, that in order to overcome the difficult challenges, we have never bowed down, and that was the That's our logic in the face of the enemy. So when the world came to realize and faced Islam, and Islam ruled the society, this changed the balance of power in the world and actually generated a new form of power and might. But it conveyed the message of human freedom and dignity and spirituality, ethics, and countering tyranny.
You're listening there to Hossein Salami, who's the commander-in-chief of the Islamic Revolution Guards Corps.